Hi, this is Skip Mancini. It's summer on the high plains and the temperature's rising above the horizon. It's a good time to get in the shade and listen to Growing on the High Plains. Longtime listeners to this program know that I frequently sing the praises of buffalo grass. It's a tough native of the short grass prairie, grows with a minimum of water, and is reasonably tolerant of traffic. It also tolerates wind and fire, spreads by seed and runner, and is capable of forming a thick sod mat that will eventually choke out weeds. It's a hot weather grass that likes the sun, and it grows short and thick, so it doesn't need frequent mowing. With all these plus marks right now, you might be saying, where do I sign up? But the past 3 years of drought has taken a toll on our usually healthy and relatively trouble-free turf. Oh, don't get me wrong, I'm still a devoted fan of buffalo, but I've learned that even the toughest players in the grass game will need a little help from the sidelines when facing an extended period of 100-plus temperatures and a critical shortage of rainfall. 4 years ago, we played host to a group of folks from the East Coast who walked across our acreage and commented on the thick, lush carpet of buffalo grass. I proudly talked of the history of this short grass prairie staple and recounted the relatively carefree existence we had experienced since starting our spread. A few pounds of seed and a burlap sack of donated plugs took off like gangbusters to eventually fill an acreage that was vast enough that an underground sprinkler system was pretty much out of the question. Until 3 years ago, our buffalo got along fine with the minimal rain we are usually allotted. But the past 2 years have set new records for extreme drought, and this year our prairie grassland has sported large areas of bare dirt that is basically dry powder. I wondered if our lawn lamentations were caused by an invasion of chinch bugs, one of the few and fairly recent foes of buffalo grass. A few years ago, the beastly bugs caused some damage in pasture land around the Hayes area, and then packed their bags and moved to southwest Kansas, where we hosted a small entourage for a season. But after talking to some resident experts, I was convinced that the real culprit was that old nemesis, the weather. If chinch bugs are involved, they've appeared because of the lack of moisture. So back around July 4th, I began a process of 24/7 rainbird sprinkler operations, moving 4 circle sprinklers every 12 hours to try and bring back what we lost and keep what we still had in the way of a lawn. I also called on my garden girls, a trio of energetic teenagers, to help me clear any spurge or Russian thistle from the bare spots. If anything is more aggressive than spurge weeds, it's buffalo grass, and during the past month, runners have put forth in all directions. This spurt of growth, awakened by the somewhat sparse ration of well water, has recently been re-energized by a series of unseasonably cool days, light showers, and an actual rain that netted almost an inch in the gauge during the last week of July. I'm still skeptical that our weather pattern ever has a chance of returning to wetter days of old, but a look at the recent re-greening of the ground at our place has reinforced my belief in my beloved buffalo grass. But from now on, I think I'll have to provide an additional drink during the dry times.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.